Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Things that parents do for their children is what I want us to look at very quickly. Things parents do for and to their children. And I'd like you to take note of it. I'm going to be mentioning both the negative and the positive, and you make a choice of what you will do for your children. Quickly, Psalms 127, verse 3 to 5, Proverbs 13, 22, Hebrews 11, 23. Psalms 127, 3 to 5, Proverbs 13, 22, Hebrews 11, 23. Psalms 127, children are God's heritage, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. 5, happy is the man that had his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Proverbs 13, 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Hebrews 11, 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Things parents do for and to their children. Children are God's special gift to men. They come as complete packages to solve the world's problem. And the beautiful thing about this is that everyone else, apart from Adam and Eve, arrived this world as children. It's only Adam and Eve that came as adult. But everyone else, no matter how old you are today, you came to the earth as a child. To prove that children are bundles of solution to a family problem, to a societal problem, to the problem of the world, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 points to us clearly that every child is a solution for something. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed of the woman. So, when there was problem in the earth, God created, the joker of God was the seed of the woman. So every time a father and a mother meet and they begin to have issues in the family, the target is the children. Because the devil knows, if I can displace these children, then solution will be far from them. When the first problem in the world came up, the solution was buried in the child. God said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. So that your child is a proper child. You must know how to handle him or her. Unfortunately, today, many parents whose direct responsibilities are to bring up their children have failed God grossly. There are things you do for your children and to your children, and it will affect how they turn out, whether good or bad. When you see a bad child outside, the child has a mother, the child has a father. This is to help us decide what you must do for your children, depending on what you want them to turn out as. You must decide, what will I do for my children. What will I do for the children under my care, so that they can turn out good, so that they can become children we will be proud of? Sometimes when we watch our children come and do one thing or the other, we get excited as parents. But that's how we will also get depressed. That's also, we'll also feel sad when we see them display things that are not supposed to be displayed. This teaching is going to highlight what you must do and what you must constantly do to get your children aright with God and ready to fulfill divine mandate. And what are those things? What are the things parents do for their children? Number one, they keep secret for them. Number one, they keep secrets for them. Judges chapter 13 verse 5 and then verse 24 to 25. Secrets are the safety valves for life. Secrets are the safety valves for life. I said number one, they keep secret for them. Parents keep secret for their children. Judges chapter 13 verse 5. Secrets. There are certain things parents know about their children that they keep it for their children. No one else knows it. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 24 and 25. Now, these were the parents of Samson. God is talking about Samson, but he's telling the parents, this will be the secret of his strength. Verse 24 of Judges chapter 13. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 25. And the spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtol. Praise the Lord. Parents keep secret for their children. Now, what Samson later told Delilah in Judges chapter 16 was what his parents knew ever since he was born, and they didn't tell anybody. There are seven things we don't need to share about our children. You know, sometimes some parents, they want to maybe feel good amongst their friends, and they say to their friends, this my child is the greatest. He's so brilliant. In fact, this my child is this, is that. For some parents, it's just a boast. I want them to know that my child is great. But you can just be selling your child to an enemy without knowing. Praise God. Parents keep secrets for their children. They keep their children safe. There are things your children may do that you need to keep it. And there are things you know about them that you keep it, because secrets are the safety valves for life. Parents help their children with secrets that others must not hear or know, just for those children to become all God wants them to be. Praise God. It's not everything we begin to go say. Now, what am I trying to say? God said to the parents of Samson, no razor will come upon his head. They didn't need to tell their neighbors that, because if they did, one day their neighbors could be so angry and carry a razor and cut off the head, and that would be the beginning and the end of their baby. But they kept that secret. Everyone was wondering what is behind the strength of this boy. Nobody knew, but the father and the mother knew about it, and they kept it until they went to the grave. Will you be able to keep secret for your children? Or will you be the one to sell them to their enemies? Praise the Lord. The Bible speaking about Jesus, when the wise men came and they opened their treasures and gave to Jesus precious gift, the Bible said Mary saw the manner of gift and the way they were worshiping the little boy. She was thinking in her heart, but she kept it in her heart. Amen. She wouldn't need to go begin to announce, come and see what a precious boy I have. The people are giving him gold. People are giving him silver. No, she kept it in her heart. Joseph had a dream, and the brothers, they were angry. But when he told the dream to his father, the Bible said, Jacob said, what manner of dream is this? But he kept it in his heart. and said, let me watch over this dream for my son. Number two, parents ensure the spiritual heritage of their children are intact. Parents, they ensure that the spiritual heritage of their children are intact. Luke chapter 1 verse 59 to 63. In other words, parents keep their children away from spiritual pollution. You see, if you know that your uncle is a native doctor, why send your children every time you travel home? You send your children to your uncle's house without being there with them. You are not sure what your uncle will give to them. The biscuit he gives to them, he puts it in his shrine and bring it and give to them. Before you know it, they are spiritually polluted. Parents ensure that the spiritual heritage of their children are preserved. Everybody may be your uncle, nobody hates you, but you must understand who you send your children to spend holidays with. Spiritual heritage. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. But see what the mother did. But Elizabeth insisted, no, he will not be called Zachariah. His mother, he said, not so, but he shall be called John, because John will mean his ability to fulfill divine mandate. Praise the Lord. Verse 61, the people argued and said, nobody bears this kind of name. He said, there's none of thy kindred that is called by this name. Yet, the woman insisted, and they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And when the father wrote, he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they all marveled. Praise God. We are no longer in that era where you need to call your child to your great-grandfather and say, this my son, his name shall be called Okokun. Now, you want to remember your great-grandfather, you are tempering with the spiritual heritage. You don't need to name them after your great-aunt, no matter what they have done for you. Let me say this to us, and I'd like you to take note of it. No matter what anybody has done for you, you don't need to name your children after them, because you don't know their spiritual work. Give them destiny names that will help them fulfill who God wants them to be. Praise the Lord. So parents ensure that the spiritual heritage of their children are preserved, beginning from the names you give to them. Keep them away from spiritual pollution. Let me say this to us again, as Christians. You see, when they do festivals, no matter who is organizing it, there are certain demons that are released in festivals. But you must protect your children against certain spiritual pollution. Praise God. Parents protect their children from spiritual pollution. Number three, they receive prophecies for them. Now, this is another important one. Parents receive prophecies for them. As a mother, as soon as you notice that you are pregnant, begin to prayerfully ask, God, who is inside of me? Lord, who is inside of me? You see, the Bible speaking about Rebecca, that when she noticed that she was not just feeling the normal way pregnant women should feel. She was not pregnant before. That was her first pregnancy. This is the way she was feeling, and she went to God and said, God, tell me what I'm carrying. And God said to her, two nations are in your womb. You know, sometimes if we ask God enough why the children are in their womb, we won't be looking for a name for them. Praise God. Parents receive prophecies for their children. Who am I carrying? Who is this young man? You know, the parents of Samson, even before Samson was born, they said to the angel, seeing that this child shall be such a great child, how are we going to take care of him? Learn to receive prophecies for your children. Not only when they are in the womb, but even right now. God, who is this my child? You see, when you have an idea of who your child will become, you can sell your last property to send him to school. If you have an idea, if you knew that child was destined to be the governor of his state, you wouldn't be saying, I don't have money. you will do everything possible. And when the parents of Moses saw that that child was a goodly child, they said, to hell with you, Pharaoh, with your command. This child, no, we are going to keep this child, because there is something in the inside of this child. What prophecy are you receiving on their behalf? What has God told you about that boy? What has God told you about that your daughter? What has God told you about those children? Receive something for them on their behalf. Hear something. When you hear something, you'll be able to carry them up well. You'll be able to tell them what they need to hear. What prophecies have you received for your children? Pray to hear from God about them, even while they are still in the womb. This information will help you a lot. Number four, parents bless their children. Parents bless their children. Please let this be an assignment, especially to fathers. If you can't do it every day, make sure that no weeks passes by without you laying your hands on your children's head and said, you are blessed. If that is all you need to say, parents bless their children. It is your responsibility. There is something in the inside of you. Because if you don't bless them, somebody will curse them outside. But if they have already inherited your blessing, no matter the curses that comes from outside, it will not land. Every curse that comes will be landing on a blessing. When Balaam was paid to come and curse Israel, listen to what Balaam said. He said, those God have blessed, I cannot curse. Because before Balaam arrived, the blessing was already there. Parents bless their children. Genesis chapter 27, you will see that. Isaac blessed Jacob. Mother, you can also bless the children. Don't say, well, my husband is not always available. Well, my husband doesn't know God. Well, my husband doesn't go to church. If he doesn't do it, you do it. Bless them. There is no session. School resumes. The first day before they go to school, I brought my children here. They will kneel down. And I asked the both of them, ask God what you want. And they will kneel down here, and when they finish talking, whatever God understands, and then I lay my hands on them. And I said, for the whole weeks that school will be on this term, you will not be absent because of sickness. For the whole of the term, you will not be driven out from school because of lack of school fees. I make those declarations on them. Praise God. And as soon as they want to start exam, I bring them back, and they kneel down. And I said, God, everything they have been taught, let the thing come fresh in their mind. It's a responsibility I can't forget. Parents bless their children. We don't only send our children on errand, we bless them. You put your hands on your head in their morning and say, you are blessed in Jesus' name. You don't know what that would do for them. Praise the Lord. Do you promise you will do that for your children? Number next. Some parents also curse their children. Yeah. Genesis 49, 1 to 4. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. That is in the future. Verse 2. He said, gather yourself together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. 3. Reuben, come out. Thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. But he said, unstable as the water, thou shalt not excel. May this not come out from your mouth for your children. No matter the level of provocation, please don't curse them. Because there is something inside every father and mother that will affect the child, positively or negatively. No matter how stubborn the child is, Jacob said to Reuben, you will not excel. So always bless your children. Some parents curse their children. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 24 to 25, let's look at that again. Noah cursed his own children. Genesis 9, 24 to 25. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. Praise the Lord. Many times in anger we say things to our children, but in happiness we don't remember to reverse them. Most times We curse them, but we don't remember to reverse them again. As you they do me, your children go do you like that. Praise the Lord. No. Reverse them immediately. Number next. Some parents order their children in God's pathway. Genesis 18, 17 to 19. Joshua 24, 14 to 15. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my children, we will serve the Lord. Parents order their children in the pathway of the Lord. Teach them. Teach them. Order them in the way of the Lord. You are not going to church and your children are behind. No. You get them along. Let them know the God you serve. Amen. Is there anybody learning something now? Number next. Some parents stand against their children's breakthrough and blessing. May you not be such a mother or a father. There are some that stand against their children's breakthrough. Genesis 27, 5 to 17, Rebecca. When Rebecca heard that Isaac wanted to bless Jacob, she came and became an hindrance. Are there mothers and fathers who have become hindrances to their children? You can actually stand in the way of your child's marriage. Because there are some mothers that will not give consent to their daughter's marriage because she's not marrying the man you want her to marry. So you want to hinder it, you want to stop it, you want to cause a problem. Don't stand in the way of their blessings. Number eight, some parents deny their children opportunities. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 12. There are some parents who deny their children opportunities. Jesse, Samuel said, go and sanctify your house. I'm coming to make a king. And Jesse is sending away David and is keeping the others. Don't deny them opportunities. Opportunities to be trained. Opportunities to be brought up. You see, as a mother, you have a 10-year-old daughter. Every time you are in the kitchen, call her in. 10-year-old, call her in. Help me bring this paper. Help me bring this oil. Help me do this. You are giving them opportunities to be trained. The fact that you have house help does not mean your children should become nothing. Teach the children how to become mothers. Because sometimes we finally help our housemaid to become good wives while we help our children to become nobodies. Praise God. When it is the housemaid doing everything, your daughter is there. At 13, 14, she doesn't know how to wash plate because you have housemaid. It is the housemaid that will wash the plate. It is the housemaid that will do the soup. You are raising your housemaid to become a good wife in the future and making your child to become nobody. Soon you will know the difference. Amen. They wash his clothes. They wash her clothes. Also, give them opportunities. Don't deny them opportunities to be like their friends. And let me also say this. The school that my children go, sometimes they say, okay, they want to go with to excursion, they want to do this. And sometimes the money they are asking for it, is much. I say, there's no point going. And I say to my wife, no, let them go. So that it will not look as if they are different from other children. Praise God. It is sacrifice, although. But let them mix up with other children. Let them also go for that excursion. And also learn. When others are learning, praise the Lord. Let's sacrifice and let them go. So don't deny them opportunities as much as it lies within your power. Number next, some parents kill their children. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 29. The Bible said there was hunger in the land. And two mothers decided, I'm going to kill my boy today. We will eat him and tomorrow you kill your own. There are some parents who kill their own children. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 17, a mother overlay on her baby. And the baby died. I saw a girl some years ago when I was in Warri, in the church I was attending. The girl had very bad legs. In fact, she was using clutches. Beautiful girl. And when I asked, I said, what actually happened to this girl? I was told a sad story. That when she was like 2 years or three, herself and the mother were lying down. I don't know how high the bed was. But the mother mistakenly pushed her in the night. You know, there are some mothers that can sleep anyhow. And some fathers can sleep anyhow. So that's how she overslept and pushed the child from bed, and the child fell and broke her leg. From that time till 13, 14, she's still using clutches. And now tell me, every time the child sees the mother, I am like this because of my mother's carelessness. Praise God. 2 years ago, one of our sisters told us how a father carried, is it 3 months old or 6 months old baby, put the child in the car like this, drove to work. The child was to take the child to the hospital. But he didn't remember that the child was inside the car. He left the car, wound up the glasses and locked the car, and went to the office and stayed in the office for some hours before he remembered to come and open. The child has died inside the car of suffocation. Tell me, that's father. Some parents kill their own children. Praise God. I pray for you today that no matter what the devil wants to do, your child will not remember you for evil. There are some parents that kill their own children. Number 10, some parents intercede for divine intervention for their children. Mark chapter 5, 22 to 24. The Bible talks about Cyrus. He came to Jesus and said, "Please, my daughter is sick. Come." That's the good work of a father, standing in the gap. Have you checked your child result? And the child result is not good. You don't need to be calling the child coconut head. You don't need to keep telling the child, "You don't look like me. I don't know who you look like. I was brilliant when I was in school." Go to God in prayer on behalf of your child and say, "Lord, this my child will not be a dropout. This my child will make it. This my child will succeed. This my child will be brilliant. This my child will take first in the class." Praise God. Intercede. Parents intervene for their children. Your child is going through certain difficulties. Take time out for prayer. No matter how old the child is, take time out and pray. And ask the Lord, "Please God, on behalf of my daughter, rise up." In Matthew chapter 15, a woman came and told Jesus, "My daughter is sick. You need to do something." And Jesus said, "I cannot give the bread of children to the dogs." And the woman said, "You can insult me as you want, but please do something for my daughter." And she got her daughter healed. Amen. The next, some parents indulge their children, thereby inculcating a prodigal spirit in them. Some parents indulge their children. To indulge means to allow them to do whatever they want to do. The children want to stand on the bed, and they are using the bed as bouncing castle. You say, "It's my own, let them do it." Teach them from that time that bed is not the same thing as bouncing castle. Tell them, "This one is bed. Anytime you see bed, you lie on it. You don't stand on it." The children want to stand on the seat. Tell them that this one is called a seat. They don't stand on seat. They sit down on it. Praise God. Keep teaching them. They will keep doing it. But don't say, "Well, let's just allow them." Otherwise, you take them somewhere. Sometimes you see, you take your children somewhere, and then what they do, they end up breaking the glasses of your host. And you end up saying sorry and apologizing and apologizing. Praise the Lord. Don't indulge them. Yes, we must love our children, but it's not everything they want we must give to them. Because children want everything, but it's not everything that must be given to them. You must know what to give to them and when to give it to them. Number next, some parents dedicate their children to God and to the devils. There are some who dedicate their children to God, and there are some who dedicate their children to the devils. Who are you dedicating your children to? Praise the Lord. If you are married into a family that is diabolic, of course it may be required. My daughter-in-law, you just get back. Bring the boy. Bring the girl. And then you are taking that child to your grandfather-in-law. Before you do so, bring the child to God and say, "Sir, I'm taking this child home. Bless the child so that whatever else anyone will do will not have a place." Amen. So learn to dedicate your children. It has nothing to do with money. Dedicate them to God. Amen. Some enter into dangerous transactions on behalf of their children. Matthew 27 verse 24 and 25. I like to read this one. Matthew 27, 24 and 25. There are some parents that enter into very bad bargains for their children. Some of us, we are going through what we are going through because some of our parents entered into business negotiation on our behalf without telling us. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Now listen to what they said in verse 25. These were fathers and mothers. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Praise the Lord. Don't enter into such bargain. If Nami Duam, may God punish me and punish my children. Please, if you have to say it, stop at yourself. Leave the children out of it. If Nami, I swear over the life of my children, let them not see good. You don't know what you are doing. And sometimes it's actually you. Some parents enter into very bad bargain and bad transaction for their children. And before you know it, their children begin to go the bad way. Number next, some parents give their children wrong advice. Mark chapter 6 verse 22 to 25. The small girl came to the mother and said, the king said I should ask something. What do I ask for? And the mother said, go and ask for the head of John the Baptist. Some parents give their children bad advice. Get pregnant for that guy. Get pregnant for that guy. Let him marry you. That's a mother talking now. Praise God. Anyhow, just do it. That's a mother. A father is saying, you are 25. You are still in my house. Your mates are feeding their parents. That's a father talking. Praise God. The question is, what have you done that will enable her or him feed himself? Those who are feeding themselves at 25, did you ask what their parents did? A mother is saying, go and get money for me the way your friends are getting for their parents. At 18, some parents give their children wrong advice. Learn how to give them the right advice. Tell them what they must know and what they should do. Praise the Lord. Because there are many voices out there. And the last one, some parents insist on their children's rights and privileges, and they get it for them. Amen. Genesis 29. They insist on the right of their children. They stand by it, and they get it for their children. Laban. Leah was not to be married, but Laban, the father of Leah, said, this, my child, you will be married. And Laban forcefully made Jacob to marry Leah and gave Leah a husband. She became a husband. So learn how to insist. This thing spiritually belongs to my child. In the name of Jesus, I stand on behalf of my child. That nobody is going to cheat my child. You have children, insist on their right from your knees. Every one of my daughter will marry and will marry on time. Every one of my son will do well, will succeed, will not fail like others. Stand for the right of your children. Insist and get it for them. If you can say no for the thing that must be said no to, and say yes to the thing that must be said yes to, you have your children grow and become the stars they are.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website, www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, Our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.